The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
When you control the mail, you control information.
That's right, Newman. No soup for you.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
Just a championship trophy.
What
you can shove
with
in their
guy?
Face.
Into something strange in your league.
This guy's something
You're
wrong.
Just excited to be call? Back.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
I would say you're rusty, but
I don't know, man.
In the studio.
So we had to steal an old intro from an old show because I couldn't find the clean intro. But welcome back to the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack, episode one of 2020, a season with just a giant question mark around it, in it, over it, and surrounding it. But that's what we do. We take those question marks and we answer them for you. So we changed the phone number this year. The new phone number to call us right now, live on the show, if you have fantasy football questions, 205-797-5337, 205-79-SLEEP. Just spell it out in your phone. You'll reach us. We'll talk to you. I'll be screening the phone calls. Always welcome my three co-hosts, or the three hosts of the show, Hussein the Prophet. He knows all the deep, deep sleepers, the practice squad guys. Lucas, show me the money. This guy likes performers. He wants to see points on the board. And Dirty Jobs Mike, he loves the little guy. He loves the tough guys, the Dirty Jobs guys that get in there and grind it out. And we have a special guest today. Jordan Richards joins us on the show for his very first mail sack ever. Jordan, how you doing? Who the hell are you? Tell everybody what you're about.
I'm doing great, the guys. Thank you so much for having me on the show. My name is Jordan Richards. You can find me on Twitter at ChaboyJRich. I work with DLF. I do some writing over there. I work with Ray Garvin at Destination Devi. So you can find all of our Devi content over there, patreon.com/allgas. And then I do a little bit of work for FTN, Fade the Noise. If you ever see any of their promo videos, I probably made them. So definitely tell me how much you love them on there. But honestly, guys, thank you so much for having me on. I'm here to answer all these questions, help your listeners out. Appreciate you having me on, and thank you so much.
It sounds like you come from the Devi world, so you're going to know guys who are coming through high school, college. You're going to know some names that people are going to want to know in Dynasty Leagues, correct?
Definitely, yeah. I'm more of a Dynasty, learning the Devi side very quickly, working with Ray. He's the Devi doctor, as people like to call him, the king of college, if you want
to
go that far.
Campus to Canton,
as he calls
right?
himself. Yeah, we dove into Campus of Canton, which is just insane, you know, the whole Devi world. But definitely, yeah, anything Devi, we're all about it right now. And we're on all these college prospects. We handled it all mostly over at the Patreon. But definitely, you know, ask us any questions you want about Devi, any college prospects. 2021 is going to be a good year, let me tell you. You're the wide receiver for sure.
All right, so that kind of sets us up. I know we've got some Dynasty questions today, but we got to start with the phone calls because when you get a call, you got to take it, especially on this show. So let's get to our first call. Hey, caller, who's this?
This is Greg.
Hey, Greg, man, good to hear from you. You're the first caller of the season. Go ahead.
Oh, nice. Man, how do you feel about Courtland Sutton? Because I like taking those, like, I like to go running back heavy and then grab them low-end number ones. So how do you feel about Courtland Sutton this year?
Whoa. This is the first sack of the year. We're excited. We're going to give it to our guest, Jordan Richard from DLF. Jordan, you want to take this away first?
Yeah. It's funny that you're talking about Courtland Sutton. I was talking about him yesterday, actually, and I was talking about how he led the NFL in air yards. And so I'm kind of looking for him to take a bit of a step back. And it just depends on how efficient do we expect Courtland Sutton to be coming into this season. I think there will be some regression for him, obviously, with all the targets they brought in, improving that run game. And I just don't know if he can finish above a DJ Shark, above a Terry McLaurin, who may see more volume on a bad offense. And he's still kind of going around that middle probably teens of the in redraft and stuff like that. So I don't know if I'm in on Courtland Sutton right now. I think I'd rather take a guy a little bit later, especially if you're going robust RB on a bad team like a McLaurin or a Shark with a bit of a higher ceiling.
I actually am kind of on the same line of thinking there myself. The way I'm seeing it, too, with Courtland Sutton is they've gotten, like, what, six running backs in that Denver offense right now, and I don't think they're planning on changing that. I think this is going to be a very run balanced attack coming out of Denver. I think Judy being there too is going to take a lot of the target share. So Courtland Sutton, I'm also fading a little bit. If I could get him just a little bit later, I'd go for it, but he's going just a hair too early for me. And I'm a diehard Broncos fan.
Yeah, he's going right around the same area as DJ Metcalf and DJ Chark. I think that I would rather have the two of them. But then right after that is Devontae Parker. And I think that I'd rather have Courtland Sutton to Devontae Parker this year. But I do think that they're going to have the run-heavy offense. I think they're going to move the ball down the field pretty well. And Courtland Sutton should be the guy in the red zone. So that is a plus that Denver's actually going to be moving the ball.
Yeah, definitely. Certainly, all right, with all these guys here, you're just looking at him as just what a RB? Wide receiver one or two here?
RB one. I mean, wide receiver one. I like to go running back heavy. So.
Yeah, I don't know that he's going to want – I don't know that he's going to be a stalwart for your team, someone that you're going to be able to depend on week in and week out. I think there's other guys that will have higher floors in that range that you can count on for that week in and week out option.
Yeah, I would certainly target someone maybe like a Cup or Woods in that area who I think would give you more consistency throughout the season. Obviously, those are kind of, just like gimme picks. But yeah, I'd feel a lot more comfortable, even like a Thielen, who you get around that area, Thielen is just continually just get disrespected, who's probably going to end up, I would not be surprised, a top five receiver. Now, I'm not ranking him that way, but I would not be surprised. So I think you could get him in that same area. I do like Courtland Sutton, but I'd be very happy with him. Definitely the wide receiver too. But even if I'm robust at RB.
All right. Oh man, thank you.
You got anything else for us, man?
And what do you think about? I was seeing something that like Bryce Love was getting into the mix because I like AP too. So, and I know he's over there in Washington.
Inexpensive. I mean, that's certainly the first thing I'll say. I love inexpensive backs. It's something I'm on the river end of everything. I'm reverse on it. Everybody knows that I love wide receiver heavy. So those are guys I'm always going to end up with. So I do like it. They're so inexpensive. I love inexpensive backs. And you can get a lot of those guys at this year. Jordan, what do you think?
Honestly, I'm kind of fading Bryce Love right now. If you want to pick him up as one of your last two picks in the redraft league, but you're probably going to drop him in week one. So that's where is that guy worth it to you? I don't know. I think you may be able to find a guy, maybe it's a tight end, maybe it's another wide receiver that may actually be able to hit week one, where I don't necessarily see that for Bryce Love, when we know AP's there. We know that Gibson's probably going to be involved. I just see him as a guy that you pick up, and maybe you draft him too early and then you drop him week one or week two, because he's probably not going to get that many touches later in the season as a pickup. Maybe as a draft candidate, I'm kind of fading. I'd rather take a wide receiver or a tight end who maybe could see that week one production, like a DeSean Jackson, for instance, as a guy who could boom week one like he did last season against the Washington football team.
Lucas?
Yeah, no, I agree. Bryce Love is not for me, and I am targeting Antonio Gibson. There's a lot of running backs right now, and I feel like as we've gotten closer to the beginning of when these drafts are going to be happening, there's just not a whole lot of information out there. So I think that we're going to see some really impactful players that are in the middle rounds, and you'll be able to get a guy. If you remember a few years ago, Alvin Kamara in a three-headed monster backfield with Peterson and Ingram, and then Kamara was his nobody.
Right.
You're able to snag him if he was even drafted. Right. You're able to snag him really late. And I think that this year, there are more teams that are going unknown running back by committee than there have been in any year in the past that I can remember. There's so few limited bell cows comparatively. And there is going to be some cream that rises to the top in a lot of these running back by committee, and Bryce Love, unfortunately, I don't think is going to be that guy. I think Gibson will be the man there.
love Gibson Glenn. The only thing with Gibson, he's kind of expensive. That's my issue with Gibson. He's expensive. That's why I'm okay with Bryce Love. I'm absolutely not trying to tell you guys go out there and grab him, like spend a high round pick on him. Oh, wow. We got another call over there. It's being screened. Definitely not. I wouldn't advocate go ahead and draft Bryce Love high. He's just so cheap. So that's why I'm okay with him. But Dirty Jobs, go ahead and finish us out on Bryce Love. What are your thoughts on him?
You know, mine's the exact opposite of both of these guys. I'm actually pretty excited to see what this guy's going to be able to do with this football team experience.
the football team.
So hard to just say the football team right there. I'm trying so hard not to give it a team.
Yeah, I stumbled on it myself.
Yeah, it's just so tough. But yeah, I mean, I've liked him ever since. I've liked him since college. Honestly, I like his skill. I like his style. I think he really fits in that kind of an offense well. If I'm grabbing him, it is very late, and that's another thing I like about him. I mean, you can grab him. I don't necessarily think he's going to explode week one, but I think about week three to week four, I think you'll start seeing him get really involved and be really productive. So I like Bryce Love myself. I think he's a really talented back.
I mean, just to kind of counter that point, do you guys think, though, that Bryce Love is a better option than, say, a Josh Kelly that could actually take rushing work?
I love Justin.
I think Kelly's in another good situation as well. But, I mean, I don't think he's going to take over the position in full. Where I think Bryce Love can. I think he actually can go take that job and be the starter there.
We just had Gilbert, I don't want to butcher the last name, but beat writer for the Chargers, good dude. He was on beat recently, gave us little tidbits on Justin Jackson possibly being a guy to watch and possibly would be the Melvin Gordon. Obviously, he's not Melvin Gordon, but we really do not know. But somebody's going to be taking those vacancy and carries and touches. He alluded that Justin Jackson might be one of those guys. So another guy, you know, you don't have to spend much, you know, anything on. But yeah, these are all guys that you can spend, you know, very late picks on. You know, you don't have to invest too much on them. But yeah, thanks for your call, man. Really appreciate it. Good luck on the season, man.
Yeah, Greg had to split. You guys, sorry if you heard me screening calls, then you already know who's coming up next.
All righty, Steve. Who do we have up next?
This guy's name is Ryan. He's on the show. Welcome to the Sleepwire Show, Ryan. What you got?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, hey, how you doing?
great. Just been listening to the whole Bryce Love talk. And yeah, that whole backfield just seems like it's up in the air right now. Yeah. You know, Adrian Peterson's trying to get his, you know, he's planning on playing for what, 4 more years is what he says. And he wants to be a bell cow and win a championship. I don't know if that'll happen with Washington, but I mean, he's still pretty dynamic. You know, he's had 1,000 yards rushing, you know, recently too. So, I mean, I think he's still a viable player. I just think those young guys, especially Antonio Gibson, I think he's going to be the guy to come out on top. I mean, Bryce Love had what, a 2,000-yard season in Penn State, or 2017 or something like that. I mean, he was great, but I just think that was a kind of a minor showing of what he's capable of. And I hope he comes up, you know, a little bit. And you know, they've got a few good guys, but it's up in the air who's going to come out on top on that backfield.
100%. Yeah, now, what can we do?
Even Peyton Barber's over there. Like, Peyton Barber's even sneaking around. Like, it's crazy, but I just feel Peyton like Barber. I like Love the best out of all of them.
Man.
Yeah, Peyton Barber, I'm not necessarily worried about. Yeah,
I'm just saying. I mean, there's another person back there.
Yeah, he's it's a stacked backfield. That's for sure. I mean, that's like, say the least. But I had a quick question for you guys. I'm in we just kind of did our rookie rounds in our dynasty draft, and we're about to do a free agent pickup here soon. Nice. And I've got Greg Ward and I've got Russell Gage, which, you know, they're number threes, you know, and Greg Ward's coming up. But I mean, KJ Hamler's sitting on the free agent list, and so is Alan Lazard. So I'm thinking, like, maybe I try to snag, you know, swap those two for those two if I have a chance, unless you think Ward or Gage have a chance of being, you know, in a better scenario in Dynasty, you know, I'm talking long run here too, than, you know, Penn State's KJ Hamler and Alan Lazard, who seems to become up, you know, the nice number two now.
Lucas, bless us with some hot fire right here, Ron.
You know, this one's kind of tough, but I do like the position that Lazard is in. And with, you know, being in, and he really is kind of emerging. Like, he looks like he has a real shot at just being that number two guy. And we know that two guys are able to be productive with Aaron Rodgers. And I think that Rodgers is coming out pretty pissed off. And with, you know, with how the draft went this year. So, you know, we'll see. It's hard to predict exactly how long Rodgers is going to be there. So that's the toughest thing in Dynasty is I like Lazard. If he comes in and has a great season here, and then we don't know what the future really holds with Rodgers, and then they have a rookie quarterback that comes in that trails off. We don't know if Lazard is still going to be profitable for us going forward. So that's kind of my one, like, okay, pump the brakes a little bit on Lazard, but with okay. Rodgers there, I'm pretty happy with that because they aren't going after any other wide receivers. So to me, it says that they have some faith there.
Yeah, especially with Funchess, you know, opting out for the season. Right. I mean, Equanimeous is pretty good. Valdez Scantling, he's shown great flashes of, you know, being capable. But like you said, I think Lazard was the guy that came out kind of on top at the end of the year last year with kind of that like trust and that, you know, building rapport with Rodgers. It's just like, you know, everyone's talking about Greg Ward, and I picked him up late last season, and I got to, you know, obviously Dynasty's a keeper right. kind of format, and you know, having that like who's going to catch the ball in Philly kind of guy, you know, and if they're talking up Greg Ward, you know, like I don't know, like, and you know, I want to jump on Caden Hamler if he turns out to be, you know, a Tyreek-esque kind of, I'm not going to call him Tyreek Hill, but, you know, kind of burner guy.
We're talking about redraft or get Dynasty?
You a nice boom.
He's in Dynasty right
it's
now.
It's Dynasty. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. You're definitely going Hamler in a Dynasty, I would say. That's just my take, even though I do like both guys in a redraft. I prefer the latter here.
Cool. If you had a choice of either one of those guys, Hamler, it sounds like, for Dynasty, but would you dump Gage or would you dump Ward? And unfortunately, I have AJ Green on my team as well. And I traded for AJ Green, and it was just brutal in my receivings, you could say.
Yeah, I think he has a you know, decent bounce back this year, but obviously, you know, he's not what you traded for. You probably gave up a lot more than you wanted, but you know, I mean, we've all been there, so I won't worry about it. Mike, what do you got?
I'm there in like five dynasty leagues. No, I think I like Lazard. I think I have to grab him over Ward. To me, he's the guy that really stands out like a sore thumb to me on that list. I think I'm grabbing him no matter what. I do really like Hamler too. But man, so we're keeping two out of this list.
So I already have Ward and Gage, but our kind of free agent free for all, because we've already done our draft, we've already done our free agent round. Our kind of free agent free for all is going to start here in about 30-40 minutes or so. And I've been trying to toss up in my head, you know, who do I try to snag first, just in case someone's on the other guy, and if I can get both. Does KJ Hamler and Alan Lazard sound like a better combo to have on your team than Russell Gage and Greg Ward?
Okay, here's what I'm going to do here. I'm going to pull out a total profit hoops, and Mike, work with me here. I'm going to ask the league, you know. I'm going to ask around. I'm going to dangle out that Russell Gage and maybe, you know, try to do a twofer, open up a spot. And, you know, why you got some time? If it doesn't work, I think, you know, I definitely lean with Dirty here and go Lazard. And then as far as the other guy is, who's the other guy again?
Gage.
Hamler.
And Hamler.
Yeah, Hamler. Yeah, Hamler for me is Dynasty. I know Dirty's probably just being, he's a Broncos fan, so he doesn't want to gush about Hamler.
I like Hamler, I do, but I feel like it's just getting pretty crowded up there. You know, you've already got Judy and Sutton; they're both young.
Makes sense.
So he's thinking Gage or Hamler right here.
I see, and I'm thinking I'm taking Wade and Lazard is the two I'm taking
Ward?
Out of that.
Okay, so keep Ward.
Or Ward, Ward and Lazard.
Okay, so that's I'm saying Hamler and also keep Ward as well. I like Ward.
Curious to see what Jordan has to say on this.
So for me, I'm a big fan of Hamler. Just the issue is you basically need him to be Mecole Hardman efficient, and you need Drew Lock to be good, which honestly I'm not there
That's
yet.
That's the gamble.
But I do love Hamler's talent the most by far of all these guys. One of the big thing with Lazard. Sorry, what? So the big thing with Lazard is that did I not come out? Oh shit! Am I still there? Can you guys hear me?
You're here. There.
Oh shit! Yeah. No, I thought you couldn't hear me. Like, what's going on? But yeah, like the big thing with Lazard for me is that I don't know if he's going to be there long term. I could see them picking up a wide receiver next year. It's a big wide receiver class, and kind of just saying fuck you to Rodgers and just doing what they want to do, right? But the thing is with Gage is basically one injury away from being a featured guy in a highly potent offense. So that's one reason why I really like Gage. I really like him for that perspective. He's the wide receiver three, and I believe even in Atlanta, the wide receiver three on average will receive between 70 and 80 targets. So still a player you can flex in a pinch. And then I love the upside of Hamler. That's why I would keep Hamler. If he does turn out, he could be great. And obviously second round pedigree, breakout age, all these things is why I'd be leaning on Hamler over undrafted Lazard. And I'm just not a big Ward fan, to be honest.
I know it's funny. I always bring up Ward, and people are like, who's Greg Ward?
I love the story.
He's a fantasy, you know? He's a fantasy player. He came out of nowhere and secured a spot. Now they're talking about, you know, him being third guy on the list. But, I mean, you're going to see DeSean Jackson, you know, Rager all start. You know, Jeffrey might come back, you know, later on and might thrive. But we don't know. It's all depending on Carson Wentz, to be honest.
I'm with you on
all depends on Carson Wentz.
I love Greg Ward. I think he's a chip guy. You know, I love chip guys that have a chip on their shoulder and have a lot to prove. You know, there's a lot of guys like that. Adam Thielen was one. Which is also sad about all these undrafted guys. That's a whole nother story. But yeah, I mean, he's a chip guy. I absolutely love his story. And I'm rooting for him. So yeah, I'm a little biased with Greg Ward, even though I hate Philly as a Giants fan. So you have that as well.
I know that's the best part of fantasy is having the best players on your team. But I really appreciate it, guys. I know you probably got.
No problem,
more
Ryan.
Callers,
oh, we got it. We got awesome. We got a caller.
So. We got it, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks for calling, Ryan.
Started the season.
Absolutely, I'll be out.
Sorry, Ryan. Guys, we didn't really even get to introduce ourselves for new listeners.
Kinks here.
What?
Thanks for staying with us, guys. We think we're ready for our next call.
Can you not hear me?
And if not, we got some sack to get.
Oh,
to.
Now
we got
you can hear me.
Some mail to get to.
Now you can hear me, right?
There we go.
Okay.
I see the problem.
Okay, so we should have explained to everybody who we were, first of all. But I guess they figured it out now. But it's too late. Jordan, I want Jordan to talk to this guy first because y'all know who it is. I mean, he had to call.
Oh,
it's return.
Oh,
it's the return.
The it's Curtis.
The boy.
Oh, hello, Curtis. Don't call the comeback, Curtis! Curtis! Number one fan, number one caller. What's up, dude?
Hey. What's up, guys? What's up, man?
Drafting ain't easy.
What's up?
Good to hear your guys' voice, man.
Bringing the
energy. We miss
you,
buddy.
It's been a while. It's been
when
a
I was driving
time,
around
time.
Today, Curtis, I was sitting there thinking, I was like, man, I wonder if Curtis is going to call tonight. And here we are. I'm very excited right now. How's it going, man? I hope you had a good offseason.
good offseason, man. I mean, going through this whole pandemic, I mean, everyone had their downs, everyone had their ups, man. It is what it is, man. I'm ready for football season to take away from all the BS that's going on right now in society. I'm ready for a productive season, trying to bring on some championships.
Right.
It's buddy.
Hey, Curtis. We gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Don't let this COVID get you down. You don't sound like the Curtis I know, right? That didn't sound like Curtis.
I got you.
What's going on?
I got you, man.
Good to hear how you all know, man.
Before I even started my first asking first question. I need to see if you guys have do you guys have any more listener leads available right now?
I believe we do. We're still taking place in Pro Am and listener leagues. You can go over to sleeperwire.com or .com/donate. Sorry. You can apply there. We also have Toys for Tot leagues. We're running from if you on Twitter, you can go at BGFTP GT Pod. And I believe he's running Amari Cooper's his last league of the season. I'm sorry, of before the season. And then Sleeper Wire leagues are always running leagues. We're going to be running some half season leagues in a couple weeks, probably after the Pro-Am closes out. So look out for those. But yeah, we definitely have listener leagues left as well. So yeah, definitely go just over to Sleeper Wire.
I got you. I had playing Who's Lazy of Me. Just didn't get far enough.
Yeah, man. I hear you, brother. And I got a nice contest coming up. I wish I can shout it out now, but I gotta wait till after the Pro-Am. It's gonna be nice. You guys just tune in. It Pro-Am closes in about a week, so just tune in for that. I got a nice
You already know that count me in that one. All right, for my first question, right quick, I have the number two pick in my eight man league, but it's eight man league is a full PPR big money league. It's $100 buy in. So this is my biggest. This is my biggest league, so I gotta take this shit serious. With the number two pick, who do you guys feel is a great number? So like you can't go wrong with the number two pick.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Ooh.
With the number two.
I don't know about that. I'd take Barkley myself.
Yeah, I think I would probably lean Barkley as well. Even though being a Cowboys homer here, yeah, it's close.
He's
going
to get that volume.
To me, it's very close. Yeah, I don't mind Saquon here. I don't, but to me, Ezekiel Elliott, the one thing that gives him the edge over Saquon is he's had COVID, and I think that's a big deal this year. I think that could be turn out to be a big deal this year. Although
sure.
we talk about that on Fantasy Football University about how. You know, the guys who they're around and stuff like that, they're probably going to be sitting the bench too. And if it's a running back, probably all running backs are out, things like that. So it's tough to see. For me, I like this. I like the style of Ezekiel Elliott. I just think he's a good PPR guy. Bring him. I love it.
And Mike, can you break down Fantasy Football University for people that it's the first time hearing it?
Well, yes. So what it is, it's geared towards the beginner. Like, if you've never played fantasy football, so if you got some friends out there who don't know how to play fantasy football at all or have never played it and are interested in it, what it is we're just kind of going over the basics, the what to do, how to draft, how to do things. We take a girl, her name is Jamie, and she's going into a bunch of leagues. She's actually going to be in one of our Pro-Am leagues this year. And she's going to get out there, and we're going to teach her how to draft, and we're going to make this person who's never played fantasy football, and we're going to take him all the way to a championship or two. So yeah. It's very exciting stuff. Yeah, it's neat. It's very a good fun. Time. I really awesome. Enjoy it.
All right. Good. You guys are always cutting edge. Always cutting edge, man.
That's what we do here.
Well, I after that other night, I got other good questions. But like, so what's going on with you guys, man?
Well, I mean, you're just gonna have to stick around and find out, man. It's the start of the season. Got a lot of cool stuff planned out. Obviously, you should be following the show on Twitter, Sleeper Wire Show.
Of course.
You know, you should be checking us out on Patreon. There's free articles right now, like from like really, really, really dope writers out there in the fantasy football industry. Aaron Schill, you know, just like we got my guy Jay G-Man. There's so many guys, you know, that's on the team that we're still actually bringing on. And there's a lot of exciting things that we got on the docket, obviously, but I don't want to bore you with that kind of stuff. I'd rather you kind of wait and see and just kind of, you know, and let everything do what it does. You know what I'm saying, Curtis? But yeah, we're going to talk to you next week.
I got you, guys.
You're going to win some championships this year, and we're going to talk to you next week, brother.
All right, man. All right, guys. All right.
All right, Curtis.
Enjoy Saturday and get the calls, man.
Okay, buddy.
Hey, well, get those questions lined up for us next week. We'll catch you on Wednesday.
All right. Curtis. Later, Curtis brings the energy and always multiple questions today, only just one. But that's okay. He wanted to know, like, personal life. He asked you guys what you're all up to. He was trying to be friends. And who's just like, well, you know, check out the Twitter, man. Follow us on Instagram. subscribe.
Curtis, living the dream, dude. Fishing, loving life. That's what I was going to say to Curtis.
There you go.
That's
there
what
you
he
go.
Wanted to know.
Lucas, right. Go ahead and give him what you've been doing, because, you know, I don't want to disrespect my guy out there. You know, and then just drop the commercials on them. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do them like that. Lucas, what you been up to, man?
Man, I've been playing some golf. I had my first round under par recently. So, you know, that's a big step in the right direction. Right. Pro-Am, here I come. We started an auction company. And so we had a big online auction for the first time like 2 weeks ago. And so we're still getting everything shipped out. And that went pretty well. I was fostering a dog for a little while. I had a little Rottweiler lab mix that was tearing up my house for about 2 months. And we're building a 9-hole golf course out at this little like fun par 3 course out at some property we have nearby. So
I might have to come out and see you. I won't drop too much more of that other than that's a little spoiler.
Yeah, I already know what you're saying.
That's what
Curtis was wanting to know right there. That's the kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, I'll drop that on everybody when it's time to drop it on everybody. Yeah.
Oh, but, no.
I got a write-in question from Nobel1. He's listening, he or she, I'm not sure. They are listening right now. So it's a four-keeper league, all right, 10 teams, already keeping Dalvin Cook and Zeke. Here's the question. Keep A.J. Brown for a 16th or Eckler for an 8th?
I got to take Eckler in the 8th.
Eckler ain't close.
Yeah.
Eckler in the 8th, Noble One. All right. Hopefully you heard that. Let me see here. Oh, Wilson27's on the chat. He wants to know, Aaron Rodgers, available in the 10th round. Would you grab him there as either a quarterback 1 or 2? I told him, I mean, 2 seems like a no-brainer. I don't know. Would you get him as a quarterback 1 if he was there in the 10th round?
100%.
Yeah, no, 100%. Now, when he says as a QB2, there's no way this is a super flex league. He's just saying as his backup quarterback.
Right, yeah.
I mean, if he's there, I'm totally fine with grabbing
a quarterback.
I think it depends on who else is there.
Yeah, I'm going to say if I don't want a backup, I don't want my backup quarterback in the 10th round. I mean, I don't care if it is Aaron Rodgers. That's crazy. He's still there. But if I already have my quarterback, no, I'm not grabbing him.
What if you have a quarterback yet? What if Aaron Rodgers in the 10th? Would you like him?
100%. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Really? He's kind of a low-ceiling guy. Would you rather take like a Big Ben later or a Daniel Jones? Carson Wentz, you know, like there's just guys that I see that have higher week-to-week ceilings. Yeah, Wentz will probably go higher.
I feel like the value you can get out of a pissed-off Aaron Rodgers in the 10th round.
Oh, yeah.
He just doesn't make turnovers. I feel like he has something to prove. He still has something left in the tank. And it is going to depend on what other guys. So, like, if I have some sleeper-esque guys that I think have a lot of upside that are there, then I'm going to be more inclined probably to take one of those. But if those kind of guys that I'm not loving in that range, then I think it's kind of a no-brainer for me to snag him as my one if I don't have some of these other guys. You know, like maybe I already have my tight end, because right there's also around where I see a lot of value in tight ends that could pop this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. What about Teddy Bridgewater? Are you going to take him at a later value?
I don't know. I mean,
volume season.
I love it. Yeah, no, I love me some Teddy Bridgewater this year. That's actually my quarterback one in the Scott Fishbowl. Or maybe, no, Josh Allen's my quarterback one. What am I thinking?
Of course he is.
Of course he is, Steve. Damn straight.
Those accuracy and turnover stats are going to be not good for Scott Fishbowl.
Josh Allen might have some negative games. I'm not sure.
Might?
Josh Allen does not turn the ball over. You guys are watching the game.
Oh, my God. You better hope he rushes for 15 touchdowns.
You got blinders on, man.
He's going to rush for 15 touchdowns a game.
He has to hit, 67% to break even? When's he going to do that?
Cole Beasley says he's actually targeting his targets in this offseason, so... That's exciting news to hear.
that's
you guys see that throw to Stephon Diggs that the Bills put up? That was like way over his head. He had to like full extend, full jump, everything. It was like off target as hell. It was crazy.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, Diggs still pulled it down.
I am excited to see Diggs still has a little juice in the tank, though. He's been getting a lot of disrespect this offseason.
That was nice. That was nice.
All right, I got another write-in question from 12th. So non-PPR dynasty question. I can keep two players. Who would you recommend? So here's what he's got. Three choices. Saquon for a first round, Josh Jacobs for a fifth, or Lamar Jackson for a ninth. You can keep two.
Standard dynasty.
Huh?
That is, can't what? You keep everyone
that's a
in
keeper.
Dynasty? So this must be a keeper league.
This
is feeling like a keeper league. And so what I would want to know is where is his draft position? If he's drafting in the back half, then there's value there with Saquon. But if he's drafting in the front half, then better chance that if he lets him go, he could get him back, depending on what other running backs are going to be there. But Jacobs in the fifth seems like pretty solid value and a standard to me.
Yeah, I'm definitely on board with that. But how do you guys feel about Lamar? Because I'm not in a lot of keeper leagues, so I don't know. Obviously, Lamar is going to get kept in most leagues, but how many QBs are really going to get kept to where there should still be value in the 8th, 9th round?
Yeah, so for example, in my league, we have three QBs that are being kept in one of my keeper leagues. We have Dak, who's being kept in the 15th because he went stupid late last year. Patrick Mahomes is still being kept because he went super late the first year, and this guy has had him for a couple of years now. And then Lamar's being kept because he went in like the 13th round last year. So, I mean, there is definitely value in quarterbacks late, but I think these guys are just wanting that sure thing in the late round to free up their early round picks.
Dude, I drafted Patrick Mahomes in one of my leagues in a keeper league in the 16th round. And then I looked at his schedule, and I mean, it's not a very quarterback heavy league or anything like that. And I'm like, dude, that schedule's ridiculously tough. This guy's not going to be able to get through that. I'll pick him up halfway through the season, you know? And so I dropped a 16th round Patrick Mahomes.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Ooh. That's one of my
saddest regrets, man.
Yeah, and then you traded me Mahomes in our dynasty league. You made me pay for him, but
boy, I made you pay. Yeah.
Bend over backwards there.
But okay, so did we answer the question there? I think I would go Jacobs in the fifth. What about you guys?
Yeah, I'm there.
Sure. I think it's deciding between the other two.
Yeah, the ninth Lamar is tasty. But yeah, I mean, I agree. I think just getting the is it a valuable move? Because you're still going to be able to get a good late round quarterback if you don't have him, and you're not going to get somebody like Josh Jacobs in the fifth round. So yeah, for me,
well,
it's heavy.
He can pick two, right? Is that what we're saying? He can pick two. So it'd be Jacobs, and then the thing about that is with Lamar, you can keep him in the ninth, and the chances are he's also going to be able to keep him again next year. And a lot of times, if you keep a guy in the first round, you have to give him up. So this might be the last year that this guy could keep Barkley in the first. He might have to throw him back. So those are all things that I would like to know.
Well, I did reach out to him. He doesn't know his draft position until the draft, so it must be like one of those 30 minutes before kind of deals.
Just randomized.
Yeah.
Well, fill us in, buddy. Fill us in.
I think he might have to have the keeper submitted before the draft would be my guess. But
I still think I would go Barkley and Jacobs and just get a late round QB, because keeping Lamar is great, but if he's not, I guess he'd still be good no matter what. But I don't know. I'd just rather would get those two running backs, and then you could still get a running back in the second, third.
Late. No, that's fair. That's fair. Just to guarantee that you have those studs at the running back position.
Because Saquon's still like a value unless you're, 101, 102.
But even then, he could still be a value depending on what other running backs are being kept. And if we're assuming that most of the top-tier running backs are being kept by people, that could mean that, if he throws Saquon back, it could be, Saquon's pretty much like the only of the top five, right?
Yeah.
So I think there really is that top five tier. So probably I think you're probably right.
And you could even draft Lamar if you want, right?
Exactly.
Second, third, if you really want him back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe probably the third. Second just seems so early to go after a quarterback.
All right,
but
it's Lamar. It's people like you know someone's going to do it. People are drafting quarterbacks earlier and earlier. But let's roll. What we got, Steve?
Okay, so I was talking to that guy. If you're listening out there and you want to call in, the number's 205-797-5337, 205-79-SLEEP. We had a call. We lost him. I tried to call him back. The voicemail was just his phone number, so I don't know who it was. Who is that guy that kept calling last year, the Raiders guy?
Jesus, I feel bad. I can't think of his name.
Jose? No,
that was your guy.
He was mad at me one time when I said one thing bad about his team, and he was really upset about it.
Hey,
he
Raiders
took it really
guy.
Badly.
Raiders guy calling.
Yes, good dude.
All right,
he's got he'll be at some point.
We've covered the questions in the chat in the Mixler. Let me look through the thread and see if we got anything else here. Let's see. A lot of commercials here.
What's his name? Damn it, dude. That's bothering me that I don't...
It'll come to you as soon as the show's over. Here we got a drafting question. Late first round pick in Dynasty.
Jesus.
Late what? Yeah, hey, Jesus. Yes, I believe so.
Jesus was
late. Yes, Jesus. Late first round pick in Dynasty, PPR. So, Sanders, Mixon, Drake... Jacobs, who's your pick? Late first rounder in Dynasty, PPR.
It's Mixon for me.
Same.
I'm not sold on Miles Sanders. I think he's pretty talented, but I think he's going to have a lot of trouble taking all the touches that they're talking about wanting to give him. I don't think he'll hold up. And he's already went down with a lower body injury that I'm not sure that we really have information on, other than they're saying he's week to week.
Right. Yeah, that's certainly worrisome. I definitely love me some Mixon, Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say Mixon. It's close, but Mixon for me.
Man, there's a lot of pro Mixon in here. Oh, my God. I don't know if you guys are going to like this. I don't like Mixon very much this year. I think he's very much overrated. I would take Miles Sanders over him in pretty much any circumstance. I just think he's a more talented player. I love his opportunity more. I'm not buying the Bengals. I'm not buying the Burrow bump that all these players are getting in Dynasty, and I'm basically fading the Bengals entirely other than AJ Green, who I just think is a value.
So you don't like Tyler Boyd then?
I don't mind him, but I don't think that he's just going to become Justin Jefferson and get 1,800 yards and 20 touchdowns because Joe Burrow threw to Justin Jefferson in college. I do see a world where it could happen, but I'm not buying it right now. And I don't mind Tyler Boyd's value. I think there is value there, but I think there's a lot of people banking on Joe Burrow to be really, really good, especially in Dynasty. And if he's not, then all those guys' values are really going to plummet. And that's why I just can't buy Mixon, because I think that his value is also predicated on Burrow being good. He may see value in the run game, but I just don't know. If they're not good and they're behind in games, he's not necessarily going to get targets that is going to warrant fantasy value. And if Burrow's not good, not keeping them in games, and that defense isn't keeping them in games, then Mixon's value is going to start to go down because he's not going to be on the field in passing situations.
So a couple of counterpoints there that I have is that Mixon, he started off pretty rough at the beginning of last year, but the second half of the season he performed very well, and what they had at quarterback, I mean, there's just no way that Burrow can be any worse than what they were dealing with. There's no way the team can be worse.
Andy Dalton wasn't bad. I would say, yeah. Andy Dalton wasn't bad. That wasn't the problem. The quarterback was not the issue in Cincinnati. I do not think that Joe Burrow is going to be better than Andy Dalton, actually. That might be a hot take for some people, but
no, I'm with you.
The rookie quarterback is going to be better than Andy Dalton. I think Andy Dalton's actually a good quarterback. I think it was super wrong how Cincinnati treated the dude. I think he's a starter in this league, Andy Dalton. It was no line. He had no line. But all that being said, I do love missing Joe Mixon. And that doesn't mean that I'm super, super high on him. I have Miles Sanders. We did our ranking show last week. Miles Sanders as RB15. Now, I know that some people may hate that, but I feel like it's appropriate. I want to see more. I have Joe Mixon right now. I believe he's RB11 for me. And that's just off of what he should be able to do. I had a tweet earlier today, just because I draft a guy or rank a guy, a player A over a player B doesn't mean I'm drafting them that way. It's kind of that same scenario with Mixon, like I rank him a certain place, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to draft a guy. Like I might draft Clyde Edwards-Helaire over him just because of the potential, but I might have Mixon, ranked a little bit higher. So I do love me some George Mixon. Joe Mixon, I think he's going to do, really well, even if Joe Burrow doesn't do so well. But, Dirty, did you give a take?
I like Joe Mixon. I think I'm with you there. I think if Joe Burrow does bad, I think Joe Mixon does good. I liked what I saw with him last year. I'm not on board with Joe Burrow being great, by the way. I think that my success for him relies completely on that statement, on the fact that I don't think Joe Burrow is going to come to the NFL just be this huge caliber quarterback like everybody thinks he is. I think he's going to slowly adapt. I don't think he's one of those guys that just hops in and does it. So
he is
that's why I like
him. He is no Josh Allen, is he?
That's exactly right, Steve. Like, good God, you don't just walk out like you just came from Wyoming like that. Heck no.
Bet you I could throw football over them mountains. Fallon's on the line. Guys, talk to Just the Girl. Fallon, welcome to the show. What's your question?
Hey, Minion, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's happening?
It's been so long since I've talked to you guys. I thought I'd give you a call.
Sounds good. Well, we're glad to have
draft,
you.
And I messed up my draft, and I need to fix it somehow in the ninth round of the 16-team league.
Okay,
so
what do you got?
My team so far is we got Derrick Henry, Travis Kelce, Amari Cooper, Zach Ertz, Deebo Lindsay, Preston Williams, Duke Johnson. I know it's bad.
Well, you could have stopped when you said Lindsay, obviously.
Is it tight end heavy? Is this a tight end premium league?
Yes.
Well, I mean, Kelsey and Ertz on the tight end premium.
And they both can be, like, a good wide receiver, too, in the PPR. I mean, it's like they can double that. But what I'm asking, well, okay, so I don't have a quarterback. And there's plenty on the board, so I'm not really that worried about quarterback. I won't take Rivers, but, you know, there's still some talent left. But I'm looking for some of those Rivers. Deep. I know we did the ranking on the top running backs. But what about some sleeping running backs that might surprise us for me to hit up?
I mean, a couple easy ones.
Yeah, I got like a Justin Jackson or.
I love this man. I love me some Justin Jackson. I'm not going to go first, though. I'm going to kick it off to Dirty.
I like Justin Jackson there. I think he's not a bad fill, especially, you know, starting to see a lot of coach speak around him. I don't mind that a bit.
I'm curious who's on the board right now for
okay,
you.
Well, she's just asking for just.
Well, it's going to be a while until I draft again. Yeah, I'm looking for the deep late round. I just.
So a few names.
I just picked up Duke Johnson. So it's going to be a while until I draft again because it's 16 teams. But I'm looking for some of those deep secret guys that. The sleepers.
The sleepers.
Penny Snell. The sleepers.
No, I'm not.
No Benny Snell for me.
No, I would be more on like some deep guys. AJ Dillon, I like. Malcolm Brown for the Rams, I like really late. I think that he's a really talented running back.
That's deep.
Yep.
I think
is Latavius Murray there?
That's, it's a 16 team, so it's like.
Oh, you're looking for that deep?
No, I'm looking for deep. I'm looking
like
for
middle
anything.
Deep,
it's
right?
It's a 16-team league. So.
You want like middle deep, right?
Any
not
deep.
Like super deep. Okay.
Is Lat Murray there?
I could do whatever deep.
Okay.
Murray's been taken.
Damn.
Right now, the running backs available are Sony, Pollard, Dillon, Jackson, McCoy, Washington, Love, Kelly.
I'm not mad at Sony.
If you can get Pollard, I think he has to be top of the list.
What about Chase Edmonds?
That Chase hype came out today.
Yeah, I've been a Chase Edmonds
fan. Even regardless of that, though, yeah. For sure. Luke has definitely been a Chase guy. I've been with him, too. So, yeah, that hype is, you know, it's nice, but, you know, it's just kind of reinforcement. I never really thought Drake was going to be the it guy anyway. It's not like they did that with David Johnson, with this, I want to say, the management, with his coaching staff. But, yeah, he's certainly a nice name. I certainly like
what that. What about the guy you have a big poster of, Chris Thompson?
No, not with Sony there. Sony, I think, can still come out and be the lead back once he comes off the pup. I think he still has a shot to do that. He's going to have to work hard. I think he has the pedigree to do it. It's going to be up to him. It's going to totally be up to him. And if Damian Harris runs away with a job at that point, or if Lamar Miller comes off the pup in the next couple of days or in the next week or so, and he ends up starting with that job. So, I mean, there's a lot to be said with Sony, but I don't mind it right now off of that list. Bryce Love is the guy we talked about earlier in the show. I don't mind it. Justin Jackson, obviously. Adrian Peterson, Dare Ogunbowale. He's a guy that I think in the PPR, not a bad stab. Obviously, I'm going to throw a Patrick Laird, my guy, just in case Breda sees an injury. I don't think Jordan Howard's going to take over and be the premier back there. So Patrick Laird is obviously an option in the deep 16-team league if he's still available. Ito Smith, Brian Hill is another guy. I would even say Devin Ozigbo. I do love Chris Thompson, but he just has injury histories. You know, I love the guy. Obviously, I keep a picture of him in my underpants, but I can't, you know, I can't rely on the guy, you know, much as I love him. And he never even reached back out to me. It's just when I reached back out to him like 4 years ago on Twitter.
So one other name I'm going to throw out here real quick is Nyheim Hines.
He is,
you know, I haven't been a big fan of Nyheim Hines, but look, if we have a track record on one player in the NFL, it's 100% Phillip Rivers. This dude loves to dump off the football. We saw it with Danny Woodhead. We saw it with Eckler. He makes a pass catching back very viable. We know it's not going to be Marlon Mack, and we know that they like to rotate guys in. Nyheim Hines is going to be that guy. It's possible that, that Jonathan Taylor is going to take a ton of those and could just be a workhorse that's getting everything from the Colts there behind that O-line. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think that they are going to want to rotate in other running backs. So I think that you can count on Hines snagging 5 to 8 receptions a game. And in a PPR, that should be able to get you pretty close to low-end double-digit points every single week.
I like it. Jordan, you got some sleepers for us?
Yeah, I'm just rolling through some of my teams, and I was looking at Darrington Evans, the change of pace back in Tennessee, and DJ Dallas in Seattle. Two rookies I like quite a bit.
Love Dallas,
especially when you look at Carson and Penny. Carson's sort of hurt, but on track, running with the team. They obviously have Carlos Hyde, but Dallas could find a role, and obviously Evans to spell Derrick Henry could be the RB2 there pretty easily in a run-heavy offense in Tennessee.
What about Jerick McKinnon?
I was looking at him also. You know, he is 28. He's getting a little bit later. Haven't seen him go all out since coming down with the injury a little while ago. So I am slightly skeptical there. They do have Tevin Coleman, and they still have Wilson, and obviously Mostert there. But McKinnon could surprise if he gets a little love.
Yeah. I would say the last guy I could throw in here is my boy Kadri Allison and the Falcons. If for some reason, you know, Gurley and Ito, which I'm not really high on Ito. I like Brian Hill and Allison. So he's super, super cheap. He's free. So I mean, you could just pick him up, and if he doesn't do anything past week 5 or 6, if you're in a deep, you know, you got deep benches, you know. I love a stab on a Kadri Allison.
All right. Well, the calls have come to a trickle. I got a few more questions we can get through real quick here, but what do you guys say we wrap it up in a few minutes here? We'll blow through a couple of rapid fires and we'll be good to go.
Sounds good.
Right.
We have one from, who is this here? Ooh, I'll put in some tunes. There we go. We had Jailer CB. He just wants to know what to do with Juju and Fournette. Hold or trade? What do you guys think of Juju and Fournette this year?
I kind of like both of them personally. Juju was somebody that last year a lot of guys, you know, they were talking about how when they were doing their setting out the projections that they just couldn't find a way to not have Juju be their number one. I was so anti-Juju when people were on top of him like that. But now there's not a whole lot that has changed from the beginning of last year when Big Ben was healthy. He's healthy now. James Conner's there. There's really not a whole lot that has changed with that team. And I feel like there was an overreaction to people wanting Juju, and then now there's been an overreaction to people not wanting Juju. And I think that there has to be a middle ground there, and where he's going right now is perfect value, I think, every time that you can get him. And Fournette, I think, is still, you know, if you can stay on the field, is still a monster. So I like both of these guys.
My name is Tara Schick, and I'm Jordan. Super excited to talk to you all about
I'm a big fan of both. I think you said it really well. One thing I would add about Fournette is I was looking at his splits, actually, the other day, and he has the best stats of his career with Gardner Minshew across his entire career, not just last season. So I'm definitely buying Fournette. And to your point about Juju, Juju, when I was looking into his stats, he actually had very similar numbers. The issue for Juju wasn't that he wasn't producing at a high rate. It was just his volume. He didn't get the volume that he needed to succeed. Obviously, injuries played into that. But when you look at his touchdown rate, his yards per reception, all these things, it was all very similar. The big issue was he just didn't see the volume that we hoped he'd get. But honestly, I'm buying both, and I'm just hoping for I can get the touchdowns. But everything else should be good. We may see a decrease in targets. But I'm really not worried about that myself. I think Fournette's going to be a smash play. And I think if you're a win now team in Dynasty, especially, you should be scooping him up like crazy.
Love it.
Dirty.
Yeah, same. I couldn't have said that better myself. It looks like they have him like just poised to have this season where he's just going to get run into the ground. And so, I mean, give me every share of him you possibly can. Now, sell him before the end of the year, of course. You know, you want to get that guy like quickly before the tires break off of the guy. But definitely want to get me some Fournette and Juju. Yeah, I mean, like, he's got his opportunity. He's got a great number two coming out there with him. I think this is going to be a great year for both these guys. Yep, bye.
So basically, when he puts up that 40 burger, you're selling him the next week afterwards.
Next week, I'll probably wait like week 10 or 11, somewhere. I want to get all the can off the boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. These guys are definitely ones. I agree with all you guys and your boy J Rich. Definitely agree. These are guys you just want to, you know, do a little dance, make a little love.
Get down tonight.
Pretty much get down tonight with these guys. These are guys you want to get down with. And they have great, great, great values. These are value guys. These, you know, like, they're not the sexiest names at all, but these are value guys. Give me these guys all day.
All right. Hoosh, you didn't tell me you posted a question thread in the main chat, like the main chat. Oh, so
yeah. I sent that to you. I thought you know, I just didn't think we were going to have time to get to it. There was actually a good bit of questions.
Yeah, there's like 30.
Rapid fire through there.
Yeah, they're big. Some of them are big questions. Like, so I'll do some of the shorter ones. Some of them are pretty involved. So let me do this one here. The Com Mitch, I drafted Ingram in Dynasty. Is it worth trading up from 6 to 3 for Dobbins? How much should I offer?
Your boy?
I'm iffy on that. He may fall to 6. He has before. I don't know if it's worth it. I would wait a few picks, and maybe you offer your second if you really need it, but I don't know. It's...
I've seen
him fall to 6. Yeah.
Yeah. Hang tight. You might get him at 6, and if you don't, it's not the end of the world because somebody else just fell to you.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
There's a lot of talent. I'm assuming it's not super flex because then he probably would fall to 6. But if it's not, then you need to hope Lamb goes over you, over Dobbins, which is tough. But you'd have to pay a lot to move up from 6 to 3. A ton.
Yep. I don't think it's worth it.
All right, let's see. This guy here, Houndsman 0414 Dynasty. What do I do with Rodney Anderson.
Is this the OU running back for Cincinnati?
Yeah,
drop him.
Okay. Yeah, he just keeps getting hurt. Love the talent. He's
you
a monster.
Pick up Trevion Williams.
Yeah. That's tough. But I think you just end up dropping him. I did.
All right, Luke Pucallo says, should I trade away Kenyon Drake for Miles Sanders? Somebody gave him the facepalm already. Does he deserve
Dynasty?
A facepalm?
Dynasty, absolutely. Are you?
Yeah, I would.
No, it doesn't. Well, it doesn't say Dynasty. It doesn't specify. So.
And redraft, I think I would too.
I don't know that I would right this second. Right, we don't really know the severity of this lower, quote unquote, lower body injury, and those always scare me because it could be something that's worse than what they're letting on.
I think I feel sexier walking into draft day with Miles Sanders, even if it doesn't mean anything about, you know, even if I lose all of the games.
It's not who shows up looking the sexiest.
I want to walk in very sexy. I want to walk in with the glitz and the glamour, and everybody's like, dang it, man, who's got the sexiest team alive?
You've had some pretty sexy teams in Dynasty here recently, but... You know, we know where the trophy is. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, but we sniffed it. We sniffed it. And we're coming back strong this year. We sniffed it.
Okay. My team's looking good, and I got my homes now.
I know. Oh, man. Well, that's another take. That's another talk.
All right, same guy, different question. Trade Brandon Cooks and A.J. Green. Receive A.J. Brown. He's already got Odell and M. Brown are his other receivers. So what do you say? Get rid of Cooks and Green, get A.J. Brown?
No.
I think overpaying.
I think either one of those guys could do better than Brown this year.
Yeah.
There's a chance the
dynasty,
of it.
I'm guessing, right?
If it's dynasty, you would... though, you, it's definitely A.J. Brown. Yeah, it's not even close. You do, but in redraft...
Is it redraft or is it dynasty?
Doesn't say. So, but that's fine. You can answer both ways. If he's listening, he'll hear both. But so dynasty, you like AJ Brown? Yeah. Redraft, overpaying.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, the only thing that kills me is Cooks because he's young, not actually AJ, but Cooks is only 26 years old still. So that's what would kill me if.
Yeah,
if,
but he's, you know, one hit away AJ though.
Yeah, but his stats are his stats. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm making this trade, but that's the only thing I would little worry. But it's still a smash in a dynasty. Redraft,
Dynasty for sure. I need AJ Brown to be doing some big things. You know, I need Tannehill to perform for my Scott Fishbowl team here. You know,
right.
I'm touting him too much for him not to you know, to do.
Yeah,
well,
we need that. We need that.
All right, EP24 has a question. Would you give a late second rounder for Curtis Samuel?
Yeah, like what you did there. Give up a first, a second rounder,
late,
or
yeah,
a late second round pick in a dynasty redraft.
Give me a second.
Reluctantly, I think. Like, is this 2021 or 2020 picks? I guess you don't know, right?
I'm thinking 2021.
I don't know.
Well, because if it's this year, there's players like, you know, I think I got A.J. Dillon in the third round, Zach Moss.
Yeah, see, that's like, the problem.
I would much rather have my late second.
Yeah. Right, 100%.
Next year's class is good.
Yeah, it's very good. I got so much.
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm grabbing all these picks for next year. I'll do this. If you look on any of my teams, I've got like two firsts, three seconds, three. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I love 21.
Yeah, I think we're at a no.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Last one. D class 18 keeper league. Guy offered me Dalvin for my first round pick at number 10 and my third round pick at number 30. Each team keeps two players, so automatically 20 guys are not being drafted. If I got Cook, I'd have him and CMC as my two keepers, or I keep my picks and roll with CMC and Tyreek as my keepers. Standard scoring league.
I think this is a smash yes. Late first round.
Really?
Yeah. You get it, not when you still keep
Tyreek, though.
Yeah, Tyreek makes it difficult.
Tyreek is still a second round pick at worst.
Tyreek could be the wide receiver one.
Yeah, that ceiling.
And then
yeah,
what if Cook holds out too? Because there's already reports that his contract talks are dead.
Right.
Well, they said
that's trying to capitalize on that.
He said he's playing out. He said he's playing this year. And that he's just going. His plan is just to hit the free market now.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm less worried about that. I still like Tyreek plus what your picks that you're gonna have. So that's where, as much as I love Dalvin, give me Tyreek.
It's skewed though in a keeper with 20 picks kept, a late first round and getting Dalvin is
so kind of, we're talking about possibly like
it's the equivalent of keeping it's the equivalent of getting Dalvin
thrown back.
Well, you're throwing back Tyreek though, aren't you?
Well, no, you're keeping Tyreek, right? And then you're getting to keep your picks out because if I'm not mistaken, what you're trading, you would have been trading your picks to get Dalvin.
Yeah, first round pick and third round pick to get Dalvin Cook. But then he's keeping Cook and CMC.
But you can only keep two.
Right. So he'd be throwing back Tyreek.
Still throwing back Tyreek.
Right.
Well, see, that's what I'm confused about here. Is he keeping Tyreek?
Yeah.
Is he keeping Tyreek with that first round pick? Or is Tyreek like a second or third round keeper?
I mean,
and then
yeah.
he has an open yeah. first.
Right.
I think he's, but it might just be like, it might just be like you just have 20 keepers, right? Like it's not, it's not value or round based.
I don't think so.
So it's just you're trading your first and third to keep Cook.
Yeah, it just says each team keeps two players, automatically 20 guys are not be drafted. So I think you just keep your two best players. No draft.
Penalty. So no. Okay.
Yeah.
And this sounds like
So he would have been trading. No. Keep Tariq and you keep what you have. Yeah. I guess he was just letting us know what he was keeping. I wouldn't trade my first and my third, for Dalvin. No. I don't think I would. I mean, it's all unfolding now in my brain. But no, I don't think I would.
This also sounds like it's a 10-team league to me.
It is.
Yeah.
10 or 12.
Well, no, because 20 players are kept. Everyone keeps two.
Oh, yeah. Math. Right.
No, one guy only gets to keep two. Everybody else gets three.
Right. I think we're covered here. I think we're good.
Yeah, right. I think if he's, especially if he's getting a first round, if he actually gets to use that first round pick and then still have,
even with the 20 picks removed, I still rather have the first round and the third.
Okay, all right, that's the mail sack. That is the mail sack for the day. First one of the season. A little rough. We'll get better. I'll be back in the professional studio next week with all my sound effects and stuff. I wasn't able to be in there this time, but you've been listening to the Sleepwire Mail Sack. If you have any questions, go to sleepwire.com. We got a form on that website. You just fill it out. It goes right to the email, and then we mull it over in the group, and we send you an answer back. I'd like to thank Jordan Richards for being on the show today. Thanks, Jordan. It was cool having you, and hopefully it wasn't too overwhelming with the callers. Jason, what is your name, sir? Lucas and Mike. Dirty Jobs, Mike.
We've only been doing this for 5 years together. Every Wednesday.
Been a long summer. Been a long year.
Been a rough year.
That's all right. We'll get it straight. All right, guys. We'll be back next week, Wednesday, hopefully around 7 o'clock, same time, same place. If you want to follow us on Twitter, whatever, Sleepwire Show on Facebook, you can join the group. Sleepwire Fantasy Football Club. We'll be happy to have you in both places. Thanks for tuning into the Mail Sack. Good night, everybody.
Hey.
Peace.